Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents A House Full of Females, Plural Marriage and Women's Rights in Early Mormonism, 1835 to 1870, by Laurel Thatcher Ehrlich, read by Susan Erickson. Organize yourselves. Prepare every needful thing, and establish a house, even a house of prayer, a house of fasting, a house of faith, a house of learning, a house of glory, a house of order, a house of God. Doctrine and Covenants of the Church of the Latter-day Saints, Kirkland, Ohio, 1835. The house was full of females, quilting, sewing, etc. Wilford Woodruff Diary, Salt Lake City, Territory of Utah, 1857. The records of this house shall prove we're neither slack nor slow. Eliza Roxy Snow, Hymn for the Dedication of the 15th Ward Relief Society Hall, 1869. Introduction. An Indignation Meeting. Salt Lake City, Utah Territory, 1870. Light snow obscured the view of the mountains on January 13, 1870, as masses of Mormon women crowded into the old peaked roof tabernacle in Salt Lake City. The pine benches were hard, the pot-bellied stoves inadequate against the cold. No matter. They would warm themselves with indignation. The news had come by telegraph a week before. The much-feared